Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, welcome to today's show. Very happy to have you with us, those of you joining us on Blog Talk Radio, and those of you who are Facebook watchers. Lookers. What do you call them? Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Yeah,
that's what I call them. I don't know if there's an official term.
Any of you on Blog Talk Radio, if you'd like to watch us in action right now, we are streaming live on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor Show page.
We are indeed.
So come on over if you'd like to.
Come on down.
Some awful nice folks there. And I'd like to introduce those of you who are brand new to my co-host and sidekick and whatever else you are.
Well, I am what I am.
He's also there with you in the Facebook live streaming. This is Jimbo Baggins. And he is your host there. And he's also manning the phone here, where he is going to be writing down your phone numbers as you call in. Well, not writing them down. He's going to be, what do you do?
I put them in a file. I put them electronically so I know what order you called in.
But we don't keep your phone numbers.
I don't put the phone number. I just put the area.
I know. I said it wrong.
Yeah. But to me, it's putting the phone number. Once in a while, somebody throws us a curveball and we get two callers from the same area code. Then I have to take it. And then I have to put the area code and the exchange out, which is the next three numbers.
Right. So as,
I never put the whole one.
As we begin, I want to remind everyone we're only using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. This is a method that I do teach, and I'll be giving you more information on that soon. I also want to mention that this is not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, or any other system that's out there that I know there are many that are absolutely wonderful. But I haven't studied them all. I prefer to just stick with this, what my grandmother taught me, personal prophecy. So with that, I guess I'll turn this over to Jimbo.
Okay. I would like to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. That is our main disclaimer. Also would like to throw out there before we get into real specific stuff, if you're international caller or viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out live.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we do. We're pretty good about it, unless you don't tell us you're international, because we don't, sometimes we forget. I forget sometimes some of our folks are international now. So please let us know whether you think we're not. Now, that number to call in, because it is a call in show, 515-602-9676. That's the phone number to call. Or Skype. You can Skype in a phone number. Either one. That's the number. When you call in, you'll basically be told you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's exactly what will happen. If you hear the show, then everything is working as properly as it should. If you hear nothing, I want to hang up, call back. When we take your call, safely and legally can, I have to say safely and legally, because we don't want to be in get trouble for telling somebody to do something bad. Get off that speakerphone and get off that Bluetooth when we take your call. Background noises, got to shut those down. I mean, even the smallest ones can on our end sound really bad. Multitasking, don't try to make your bed while you're talking to getting your reading done. That's just or anything like that. Don't start juggling or anything like that. Juggle the phone, especially with everything else. So do what you can do. Oh, we got Laura from Canada.
Laura. Good to have you back.
She's our first international folk.
Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was indeed Monday. No, I don't wonder, do they do all the whole turkey stuff too?
I don't know what they do. And
right.
It'd be nice if...
Let us know, Laura. While
yeah,
we'd
love to.
While we're jibber-jabbing, type it in and I'll relay it.
Yeah. Well, did you have pilgrims? You know, how did they get a Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we knew Alexis was from Indiana. We got you. We only do international shout-outs. Nah, Alexis. Because we also have Luna here. We got a lot of people here. But I didn't give it. Our shout-outs are typically for international folks because some of them are putting some serious time zone stuff down. Yepper, just like Christmas dinner, she said.
Really?
Okay. So it's very similar. I think we talked about all the phone stuff we need to. When we can and when we will be able to, we will open the floor to Messenger folks. Now, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee already, or do it right now and tell us, and she can go accept it. And you have to wait until we say to Messenger us, because it doesn't have a cool automatic hold system, so we'd have to hang up on you if we're not ready. That would be to Deborah Lee, which is why you have to be friends with her. Not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. That's a little different there, just because that device is up here and we don't want to do crazy stuff. Wow, my sinuses are jacked up.
It's not me.
I don't know that it's an allergy. It might still be the tail end of that crap,
yeah,
that crud.
But he seems to only really get it. Here, we've analyzed my hairspray, my anything else, of makeup. So I don't know.
Okay, I think we should answer a couple questions, and I think it's time to take that caller.
Great.
Going to area code 219 in Indiana. 219, welcome. You are the caller numero uno.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And
hey, yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Alexis.
Alexis.
Okay. Well, yep. Good to hear from you again.
You know what's funny though, see, sometimes we assume when we see that area code and we get proven wrong quite often.
Yes, so we're hesitant.
We're a little hesitant, you know, to say, "Ha, I know who you are."
Today's been a crazy day.
Oh,
let's fill us in.
Let us have it.
Okay, so today, I went to work today and my doctor called me and said, you know, one of my test results had came back bad. So I told my manager, you know, I'm like, I might have to go to the doctor tomorrow. So somebody called out, oh, she got an STD real loud. And so Feliciano, he's looking just, you know, he lifts his head up. He ain't say nothing. So then I go outside because I was crying. And my friend like, oh, my God, something is going on with me, you know. And they was like, something's going on with me. And so I said, I hope I don't get no STD. While I look up, an hour or 2 hours later, his baby mama coming to the McDonald's. She come
okay.
through drive through, but I ran to the bathroom, and she came through drive through. I don't know what that was about.
Huh? Yeah, obviously it's about something because she knows you work there.
So let us.
Yeah, you know.
She knows.
Your test came back bad, right?
Yes.
Who did the yelling? You said somebody yelled out. Who did that?
Yeah, who did that?
Oh, one of the coworkers.
One of your coworkers at McDonald's? Oh, I guess that's a person you should never, ever trust ever again.
Is that one of your close friends?
No, that was just a worker just yelled out. She got an STD. So what should I ask about? What do I need to know about this? What do I need to know? Why did his... I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Well, what do you want to know about? Now, do you actually have an STD or was she bullshitting?
We don't know. I don't know what I got to talk to the doctor.
Okay, well, then that chick should have got jack slapped.
She should get in trouble.
Yeah, that's bullcrap.
From the manager. I don't know what that's called, but it's something.
I don't know. It's called that she should be stuffed out the drive-thru windows.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh! And then
Okay, yeah. So that's what I want to know. What is going on between her head? What's going on between Elizabeth? Her name is Elizabeth. What's going on between Elizabeth and Feliciano for them to come up to my job today? What do I need to know? Like, what do I don't know? How to...
That's a good question. What was that roll up? Or maybe it wasn't really much of anything, but the cards were going to reveal, hopefully.
I hope so.
It could have been very, it could have been super, super planned, or it could have been just like, you know what, I'm going to go through the drive-thru just for shits and giggles.
Did she buy something then?
Well, she went to the drive-thru.
Yeah.
You got to go through there just to wave.
She bought some food, and did he?
She went to the bathroom.
Oh, you were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
call.
I ran to the bathroom. Because I don't want to interfere with that girl knowing what's going
that's
on.
That's where it is, too,
yeah,
in the bathroom.
She doesn't want to end up in jail or lose her job over that wench.
And that girl
oh.
could really touch off of.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know
she's after me. I'm going to be honest. I feel like she's after me.
Sure, I believe it.
No,
you don't need to be sorry about anything. I bet she wishes you would, obviously she wishes you would just disappear out of the picture because you are interfering with her getting back to her baby daddy is what she's probably really thinking in her heart.
What I'm thinking from the heart is she's letting you know that she's around, that I feel that was strictly a... I don't know what
you. I'm still here. Don't forget about me.
Yeah. Let me be honest. Stating that one. I don't care about this whole situation. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to make so my health is good for my three kids.
Sure.
I don't get this. Like I don't even think about them.
But
in her mind. That she doesn't maybe believe that in her mind. Maybe she thinks you're there to latch on, grab that man with the octopus arms and never let go and ruin her life.
Oh, she wants,
in her sadistic brain.
More money from
but
him.
I'm hearing they staying together. They with each other every single day.
Yeah, she's policing him.
Yeah, she probably still feels you as a threat. Women get like that sometimes.
And you threaten her because...
Even though you're not doing anything.
No, she knows, though, that... He has feelings.
No,
for
that's
you.
The issue I believe in there. He's got feelings, and she's picking up on it, and that's pissing her off.
You know who she? I keep thinking of this same celebrity every time we talk about the baby mama. Hmm. I keep thinking about Nicki Minaj. Oh, she's always been a trouble starter. Or Cardi B. There's another one where they just they create drama.
Yeah,
like
that's what he's trying to do. And I believe he's with her. I don't know if he's with her, but I kind of feel like he's with her.
I do too, but it's under duress where he's being there because she's threatening so much. You know, if he isn't there, he's not going to see his kids. And there's a big issue about money here.
You know, that threat doesn't work for some guys.
No.
Well, better play nice or you can
see it. Don't work with some females. They don't work with some females either. For some reason, this girl is really, first she messed with my Facebook. She's really, she's really after me. She really hates me.
So for you.
I feel like she's jealous of me. Let's say that. She's jealous of me.
Oh, God, yes. And kind of really hates you in that jealousy.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
And the three of you.
My job. You're going to try to make me lose my job and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, the three of you interacted, remember, in a private way.
That must have set off a whole bunch of chain
and
reaction things.
Did she have any contact with you? Or was this strictly he was orchestrating everything? You know?
He was
the conductor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's, you know, that's a big risk people take when they do this stuff.
Yep.
Because he might enjoy.
I got one more question. I'm sorry. So
okay,
how? What's going on with the doctor tomorrow? When I go to the doctor about the test.
Medical.
Yeah. What? Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
We can only give a little, I don't know, an opinion, but we can't give you a medical.
Yeah, she's throwing out a disclaimer. She's doing the card. It's a disclaimer that we have to give out that we are not licensed medical professionals, even in a minor way. We have absolutely zero official medical training, so everything that we talk about on air can't be considered like from a doctor.
Okay.
This is just, this is what she feels from the cards.
Is it bad?
Well, the cards are going down. She's redoing them for that question. So we'll see what happens here. Boy, I'll tell you.
That's what happened to me. Remember, with last night?
Apparently, I'm going to die.
I couldn't stop. You want some water?
No, you're not.
No, that's right. We haven't tortured him enough.
Yeah, no, dying would be a relief. Right. No, that ain't going to happen.
Well, let me ask you, when you went to the doctor, did they do a whole panel, like draw a bunch of blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blood, urine, everything?
Yes, I made them do everything. So if this is sleeping with me, how many other people you sleeping with?
Well, that's it.
See, that's the thing that nobody ever really knows, even though they think they do. You never really, unless you've got, unless you're a rich person and you got somebody following a person 24/7, you don't know. Nobody knows. You hope that you can trust a person, but, you know.
Yeah, in fact, I've got a very proactive female doctor. My husband passed away 4 years ago, and she has asked me, have you begun any dating? And I've said, no. And she said, well, if you do and you meet somebody, you need to help bring them in here, and let's give you both an STD test. So you're starting off clean. But this could be anything on that test. My God, it could be blood sugar, it could be potassium.
Yeah, I know, and it could be just so minor.
And
too.
If you have an STD,
then you know.
What are the odds that they gave it to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Then you know what the deal is, and you can go ahead and say, "Hey, there, buddy boy."
Yeah, thank you for the gift.
So you better go get your test out there, Paco.
Mm-hmm. My stomach and stuff been hurting me, so I knew it was something, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, hopefully that's just stress and nervousness.
And I think the girl knows because now she's coming. I think she knows or he knows something not right because, you know, they keep coming up to the job. So something is getting, something.
Well, you know, it's good that you keep calling, though, because the readings are getting better and better now. And
you are a threat to that girl.
Yeah, even if you're doing nothing, it doesn't matter. In her mind.
It's like you are two female lions fighting over a piece of meat.
And you're like, and you could not even care less anymore. But in her mind, oh, no, you still do
I'm
care.
I'm being honest.
Yep.
I don't even want the stuff no more after all this mess.
Sure, but, we know that. You know that. But Cousin It, the crazy wench.
She's the crazy one.
Yeah.
Crazy woman doesn't live in our dimension.
Was she the one calling his phone all day today? Because she was blowing him up today. Like, he was going crazy.
I didn't see that. I was focusing more on you.
Yeah, and, well, you know, that could have been some other person we don't know about doing that, too.
So let's give her
half the time I forget to talk about this from my intro. At the end of Deborah's reading, before we move on, because we have callers stacking up, we will give you a quick healing angel card reading. These are very different than the other angel cards if you guys are coming to our show frequently. And these could be 100% exactly what we're talking about, or they could be life positive things you should do in life, or they could be something else that you didn't even bring up. So here we go. Subject is determination. Determination. Perseverance and patience will lead to a positive outcome. They could apply that to anything going on in your life, you know.
You really could.
It's just, and it's hard to do that because when bad things happen, you start feeling bad and thinking bad.
I agree.
So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for being first caller.
Yes, and we love hearing from you.
Yeah, and you'll have to, we'll do lots of shows, so keep calling back. And when are you getting your results?
You know, are you going to see the doctor soon or call them?
She hung up. I'm
sorry.
All right. Well, she's in Facebook anyway. So we're just curious that when you expect to get results, because if you just did lab work today, it could be the next day, but it all depends on the labs and all that other stuff too. And then the doctors want to get it from the lab. Yeah. You know, you don't just get it from the lab, and they have to tell you things. And sometimes they don't want to do it over the phone. You know, I thought it was cool. My doctor, I got an email in my lab report. That was cool.
Yeah, it was safe.
But it wasn't serious. I didn't have a medical.
These
problem.
Aren't like state secrets, you know. But they got to be careful.
No, well, and I didn't go in there with an issue. I was just a checkup. Maybe if I had an issue, they might call me in, and then that would scare you. Come in, I want to talk about your lab results. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking the worst. Oh, I'm dying. That's great.
I don't think they do it like that.
No, but I'm saying come in to talk about your results. That's just ominous instead of just saying, hey, everything's cool. Here's a couple of bad things right now on the phone. I'll tell you about them.
Yeah.
A lot of times they want you to come in so they can do the charge the insurance company for it. Okay, here we go. Let's go to our next caller. We're going down south. We're going to 972 in the great state of Texas. 972, welcome to the show.
Texas, welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Wait. Hello, Texas. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, this might be one. Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
This is...
You kind of faded on your name.
Did you say Jasmine?
Mm-hmm. Connection's not a good one.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to try calling. Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's better. Who is this? Jasmine?
Yes, this is Jasmine.
Okay, yeah, very much better. Whatever you did is mucho better. Mucho, mucho.
So how are you, Jasmine?
What's cooking?
I'm doing good. Just calling in for a general. I haven't heard from my husband. We haven't spoken, so...
Really? Is that unusual for the two of you?
Yes.
What's the scenario again?
Remember the sister-in-law?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. I was thinking that was it, but I hate to throw scenarios out there. Somebody say, that's not me. It's not I feel bad. So, all right. So you haven't heard anything? Well, you know, what's funny is they always say,
well, I called him, and we, I didn't bring it up to him. We just talked, but he was like, I know his mom probably called and told him that I know. He didn't mention it, but he was acting very strange. Like, and then he was like, oh, I got to go and stuff like that. And I was like, well, all right. Talk to you later. And then we haven't talked since.
Well, if his mom, well, Deb's doing the cards. If his mom told him that, and then you had a conversation, he was silent on it, that's pretty crappy.
And you know,
everybody knows they know.
You have the strength of I don't know what, because I would have just had to blurt it out. I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, and he was probably expecting that, and that probably caught him off guard. And, of course, he was terrified to even address the subject. He wasn't ready for that. But we don't know. The cards are going down, so that's what's really going to matter here. Because...
And it could be possible he could be working, but I just don't. I don't know. I haven't called him. Maybe he thinks, well, she's mad, so I'll wait till she cools off, and then maybe she'll call me. Or I don't know what he's thinking, but it just seems awkward at this point.
Yes, well, it really should be awkward when you think about it, you know.
And it could all just be in my head. I might just be taking emotions, you know, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's, you know, it could be nothing, but it still should have been brought to your attention by him and not somebody else. That's all.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's totally, perfectly legit, nobody's doing anything, it's still, he should not have blown it off telling you.
I really think, though, he plans to return to this marriage. That, you know, you should explain about how men don't look at sexual activity the same way women do. Men tend to look at it as sexercise.
Well, they call it sex for a reason.
Yeah.
Of course, then other people say we're making love.
Yeah, where women tend to.
And then the guy says, I was smashing her last night, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, it's different, but the guy still knows it's wrong.
Oh, right. Well, he's very worried.
Yeah, he may not have any.
Right here. He's really worried that she's going to, first of all, she's going to get a lot in child support and probably alimony.
Well, if worst case,
if it goes that way, but
if it went down the tubes.
But he would have a son with him, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And that boy means the world to him.
And he would feel disgraced.
Oh, definitely. So this is it's a mess.
So
it's
bottom
a
line is,
mess.
We don't know that he's doing anything wrong or not, but what you can say is he's not in love with her at all, regardless of
that is. True.
No, even if there's hanky-panky or no hanky-panky, that he is not looking to change teams.
Watch a lot of Jerry Springer.
Oh, my goodness.
And you
alive.
See that the side chick almost always loses. But then the wife or the, you know, girlfriend doesn't want him back anyways. A lot of times.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes not everything can be reconciled, you know. But like I say, we're throwing stuff out there. She's not saying, do you see definitive hanky-panky?
No.
So
that's the thing.
Stop seeing it. And you definitely know that he's not trying to have some kind of super massive love thing going on, you know,
no.
For a fact.
And does he have to pay for, like, having lodging, like staying in a hotel or an apartment there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's a thought that just struck me.
Okay.
And on an intuitive level, this could be important.
Okay.
It struck me that he could be living with other people to cut down expenses so that he gets to keep more money.
Oh, yeah.
To go out and drink, party, whatever.
I worked remotely many a time, and we would share a hotel room.
And I,
because you're getting enough money to have a hotel room by yourself. But if you guys put one,
then you get
more money
to pocket
every single day.
I honestly am not seeing this. This is not some hot love affair. Not that that helps you.
Right?
And,
no, you're right.
You know.
She's not saying that he's a saint or an angel.
No,
anything,
and he should have been up front with you.
She's just saying that bottom line is he's not getting ready to marry somebody else.
No.
He couldn't care less about that, right?
If I was you, I'd be looking at these cards thinking something's going down, but it sure don't look like an affair.
Right. Somebody, he may have done something that he regrets or not. Maybe
they may have his interest, but they don't have, like, something past that.
Yeah. It's a, what do you, right. I don't think it's anything more than maybe, what do you call
and
it?
And that's maybe. Maybe just a fling.
Like, just grabbing, you know.
It could be just a fling, or it could be nothing. Like I say, the car, you know, it's, but the bottom line is,
yeah.
He's not looking to end the marriage.
Something to pass time.
If something did happen, that would be up to you. Okay, go ahead.
Something to pass time.
Yes.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, if a guy's married and he's going through all this trouble to go overseas to earn money for his family, he obviously plans on keeping that family forever.
And it's a hard way of life.
And if he strays and he's got caught and he's feeling really bad about it, I can't speak for him. But like I say, he didn't go over there and do all that work and all that time and do all that stuff so he could help his entire family out if he didn't want his family. That's my bottom line. I don't have cards.
I don't see him wanting to give you and the kids up at all.
So that is not his intention. That's
his mother and sister deliberately went to make trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, they love stirring that pot. And he should be pissed at him, but he probably isn't. He's probably too weak and wimpy about his folks, his parents, you know. Some people can't challenge their family, and he might not be that. He might be that guy.
Do they live by you, Jasmine?
No, ma'am. I deliberately moved 2 hours away on purpose.
I hear you.
All right.
I hear you. Yep, that physical separation gives you peace of mind, at least. But
do they act like decent relatives for your kids?
No.
They don't give them birthday presents.
They're not nice to the child?
I mean, there are 4 kids I think she has.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I just have 2. They didn't, his mom didn't acknowledge my kids until my daughter turned 5 and my son turned 7. So
that is so wrong.
Okay, so we see what kind of person that is. So then she's doing exactly what that type of person would be expected to do. Be a classless.
What I taught my kids is they were getting older and they had relatives that shunned them. Like on the father's side, I told them, feel sorry for people like that as they were getting older. Feel sorry that they can't seem to, show you love. Because
I told y'all before, she doesn't like, even though both her kids are mixed, she doesn't want her kids to have interracial relationships. And the girl actually that he's staying with, she was like, well, she's a nice girl. She's the right fit for him. And that's her way of saying she's not interracial. So, it's just weird.
Yeah, well, you know.
Have you thought of not taking their phone calls anymore? Or
emails? Yeah, I did. I made my mind up with that. I said, that's a dead horse.
So what age is she about? His mother.
She's My mother-in-law is like 67.
You know, it is around that area where people still are.
That racism.
The racist, old school, especially if their parents were super racist. They probably have it ingrained in them. But you know what? Pretty soon, all those generations are going to be underground, and things are going to be a lot different, you know?
You know, it's sad.
It is.
She needs to wake up and realize it's a whole new day.
Well, she's 67. She's not waking up to anything anymore. The old dog. That old dog, new trick, that dog's got a foot in the grave. So that ship has sailed.
All right, hon.
All right, well, thank you so much. But stand by. Your healing angel card reading, Archangel Michael. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the big dog.
The path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
I think so, too. And I'm glad that you're following your own intuition, staying quiet on this. You know you've got a lot to lose, and he knows he's got a lot to lose. Yeah, so I think it's very wise of you.
You're showing
a lot of grace.
You have, and you're actually playing it pretty smart because I would have waited, too, to see if the guy would have brought up the subject.
Yeah, I guess so. Or
I would have done exactly what she did. So I'm not bringing it up, and I know he knows, because you know the mother said something. Or maybe she didn't. Maybe she's trying to stir the pot and didn't tell him boo, so trying to cause chaos.
And I'll tell you, you seem like such a lovely lady. I would welcome you to become a daughter-in-law of mine.
But you're not an evil biatch, mother.
No, I'm not. But I would take you with open arms. So she's just a nasty old biatch.
All right, well, good luck to you, Jasmine. You know where to find us.
Yes, and we're here for you.
Keep on.
Yeah, call us every day. We're absolutely
hanging up on their own. I don't even get to put them on yet. But you know what? It is what it is. All right, let's see who is next on our list. We're bouncing all over the country. Good Lord Jesus. We're going to area code 631 up in the big state of New York. 631, the Empire State. Welcome.
Hi, this is Suzanne again. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Hello. And my
message is, I put an application for a bus monitor job today. This afternoon, and then I got an interview for a teacher aid one, two different things, and I'm really looking to work real quick. Do you see any one of them?
Nothing coming up from that. Well, I'm glad that you're persevering for one thing.
Well, she's so proactive. She's super proactive.
You are, and that's good.
And that is wise, and that's, you should never just put a couple things out there, go balls to the wall.
You know, sometimes the higher power just wants to see, you know,
how bad you want something.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you willing to work and dig and blood, sweat, and tears for it? All right. There you go. That's a good question. She's definitely on the ball as far as bettering her employment financial part, and that's very important in today's world.
It really is.
Because if you got a big backyard, privacy fence replacement's going to drop $5,000 on your ass.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about having money. I just talked about the privacy fence replacement. So it's good to have lots of money when you have to do that.
Yeah, if you can hang on to it.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. I'm just updating the call. Mike has been here forever, and I forgot to address Mike from the UK.
So very sorry.
So what do you see then?
The cards are going down, baby.
Just got your cards laid out. Everybody remember, I'm using a 24-card layout, so it takes me a moment. I don't just grab a couple cards. This is what I use in my private
session. If you could see it on Facebook, you'd be like, I see why it takes a little while.
Right. I have to go through all of that.
It's organized.
I think you've got one heck of a great chance for one of these two, if not possibly getting offered a job by both. But, this is the first time I've seen your cards really turn in that direction. So, you know, it helps. Really, put faith in the direction that you're supposed to go. You know, kind of hand it over to the big guy upstairs.
And that's what I'm doing.
Good.
That's what I'm doing. I didn't know if I'm going to get a call from the bus company tomorrow because, you know, I got to interview and get the ball rolling if I'm going to get it. You see what I'm saying?
Sure,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Yep. You got to rock
and
roll.
I've read.
I mean, I just applaud. I don't know if they, I can't wait 2-3 weeks for them to call is what I'm saying.
No.
Right.
But I've read online that all school districts are hurting for bus personnel. They're hurting.
Yeah,
you
personnel,
know?
Monitors, everything, anything to do with all the
This is just a regular bus company. It's not a school.
Oh.
It's for school. But, I mean, it drives kids to school, but it's not with us. It's not hired by the school.
It's
all
public
right,
transportation.
Well,
we got
well
you.
There's a man here that's going to be very interested in you. So this could very likely come from the bus company.
Oh, sure. International shout out
yeah,
to
my man just, yeah, man just called me today for the teacher aid one. He wants to put in the works to hire me, but I don't know if I want to work with special ed kids at this age all day, or if I should, but then if I don't take it, I don't know if the bus is going to call, but I'd rather have the bus, so I don't know what to do.
Well, if he wants to hire you and you're interested in having one of these two, can't you say yes and then let them know, hey, I'm sorry, but a different offer came up that I really was hoping for.
I think
for.
You always can.
Yeah, you can.
Any paperwork.
Yeah, but I have to get the other one. The other one's a long process of paperwork and stuff, and I have to get the interview and get the job.
Yeah, but you can take the one and then the long process
yeah.
one. You can switch teams later if that one pans out.
Yeah, that's
say, sorry.
True.
Say sorry. Or you could say, well, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but how would I'd have to take off work if I got the job to take the PPD and the blood work, whatever, you know, all the stuff you have to do.
Sure. You would have to do that. And you could say, I need to go to the doctor and have tests done. You don't have to
yeah.
tell them why.
Yeah, they don't have a need to know.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
Do you see the bus company calling me tomorrow the next day?
I think so.
She thinks she
personally,
does.
Personally, I really
company.
Do,
she does
yes.
see that pretty fast.
Yeah.
Which one do you think's better for me, the aid one or the bus one?
That's a tough call. Because working with, you know, children that have special needs.
It's, some people love it, but some people, it can actually really screw them up after a while because it's a lot of stress.
Yeah, they kind of, like, yeah. I kind of got done with it, but I just need a job. That's why I'm waiting for the bus, but I don't know if I'm going to get the bus. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I can't.
Because the bus is something I can do in the long run, you know.
I guess it wasn't 100% clear in the cards,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, just that you were going to get offered.
But you're going to get something. I know you were hoping you could figure out which one it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would say first come, I'm taking the first thing. And
I would take the first thing and then see if something better comes
and
along.
And then if something better comes along, I got to take time off to take a pee test, take time off from the – I'll do whatever I got to do to try to get the other job.
Yeah, I agree.
You're allowed to look for work when you're working.
You
know, you
are, and everybody's trying to better themselves.
Yeah, and if the company doesn't like it, then pay me some more damn money and shut the hell up if you don't want me to look for another job while I'm working.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm preaching to the choir, I know that. Real quick, before we move on to the next colors, your healing angel card reading. Subject is divine intervention. This is kind of
Boy.
A big one right here. Yeah, well, this is
yeah.
a big one. It says you may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yes, this is a blessing. It's divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Very nice. You do get really good angel cards, Suzanne.
Oh, especially the healing one. Now,
yeah.
That one kind of saying, you know, she's frustrated. Things are going slow on one end, fast on the other. And they're trying to say, hey, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Have faith.
Well, take care, honey.
It's just like the guy that I want to date with for coffee on Sunday. Then he's like, oh, yeah, we'll go out, but he doesn't mention when this week. I'm like, oh, brother, everything's a waiting game with me.
Yep. And that patient thing sometimes
no,
it gets old
that.
Fast.
Yeah. We hate that.
Well,
but
I
you
hope
know
it falls one day.
So one day, but you know what? If you go out on a date or something and that person drags their feet, to me that's a sign.
Yeah, don't bother
that
with
means
them.
Like they don't really care about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I don't have anybody else calling or anything, so.
Well, but still what? I don't care if I have to stay home and put a puzzle together. I'm not giving yeah. a guy satisfaction that was treating me like dirt and it's
that you're
right
desperate.
Away.
No,
yep.
you don't want
I would yeah. sit at home and take out scissors and cut my shag carpet out.
You know, you're right. I'm not gonna wait till Friday night to see if he wants to date something Saturday,
right.
no.
Trying to line up somebody else, and you can say, sorry, hon, you asked me too late. I've got a date.
Yeah, just say, hey, you maybe thought I was a desperado.
Yeah, but
you thought wrong there, Bubba.
Yeah, but you guys said that he was the one, but then I don't know. But
well,
yeah, see, things can change.
Things can change, and maybe he is, and maybe he's having second thoughts. He could be scared, but we can't go into that right now because we got to move on.
There could be someone from his past.
Yeah, that
yes.
might be a good
Let's
next question.
Let's look at that tomorrow.
That could be a good next question.
And good
well, I'll tell you if the bus company calls me tomorrow morning.
Right.
Okay, well, we
Let's
typically
hope.
Do a Wednesday show unless something weird happens. We will typically be here on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And good luck to you. Always good luck to you. All right. I got to update my lease. My lease. It's not out of control.
No.
It's like, actually a really
Sometimes
nice.
Sometimes I really like when we can take
this
our time.
A really
time.
Nice list. Another frickin' troll. Ugh. You know, I get busy.
Isn't it just a bot?
Oh, it's definitely software. It's not a person sitting there typing. You can tell by that the fact that it's exact same thing. For every person in the room, what are you doing? Okay, she's playing with the cards.
I wanted to see what it would say for me.
How do you know it's for you?
Well, because
I just laugh, but of course it is. It says it right here. I don't think you used your left hand, or did you?
Yes.
Oh, you're lefty. That's why she did it. See, us other people would automatically use other hands without thinking about it. All right. Enough of that southpaw talk. We're going to go to our next caller, 812 is in back to Indiana. 812, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you? And what is your first
Hello.
Name? Hi.
It's Kristen.
Kristen. My Kristen, right?
Yes.
Oh, hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
You what, sound like it.
What's rocking and rolling tonight?
Yeah. Are
what?
You... Where are you?
What's happening?
Are you home?
I am home. I'm home. Somebody just came to pick up my motorcycle. Just to go out for ice cream with somebody else.
Oh, my.
Pick up your motorcycle. What's wrong with your motorcycle?
It needs serviced.
Okay.
Well, that's right. So the one is coming to service your bike?
Oh, are we
yeah,
getting CIA codes here now? Oh, my Lord.
Well, not
everything. Oh, my God. You know
not everything.
John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.
Seriously, I have three guys, and I need to know what's like.
All right.
I went on a date. I had a date last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear from him, so I'm not sure how it went. Somebody else asked me out for ice cream tonight, and I'm not sure if I should go.
Ice cream. Interesting.
That's a weird thing for a... Is it a first date?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not weird. Okay. Yeah, hey, let's go out.
And who's the third? The third.
Well.
Let's make a deal. Pick a door number one or two or three.
I'm who's curious the... what's going on in the with the motorcycle guy's head.
Okay. All right.
The motorcycle guy. Interesting. You know, I feel bad.
Bad.
Well, she's from Indiana, and if I was really into motorcycles, I would feel bad because there's a lot of times up there when you can't ride that motorcycle.
Because of the winter?
Yeah, Minnesota's the one that really made it. Like, I would have a hard time being a hardcore bike dude in Minnesota because your window's very short for that stuff. Some of these guys are like, oh, I'll drive it all year round. It's like, yeah, bullshit. You're not going to drive in 15 feet of snow on your motorcycle. You know, and it's 20-some below zero. Good luck on that, buddy. But, yeah, anyway, yes, because I sold mine, like, last year and a half ago. And I feel sadness, but, you know, it was time. I'll get another one again in a couple of years.
Yes, you will. Well, he is figuring you're busy just dating your butt off, all right? He knows how desirable you are, Kristen. And he is hoping that, well, he wanted you to be beholden to him after working on your motorcycle.
Oh, he thought that this she's going to be eaten out of the palm of my hand.
And he could
service
her.
Wait, what's that mean?
What, be beholden? That you would feel
like I owe him?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this man, what he did for me. Now this chick knows that I am the man who does things for her. She will do things for me.
Yeah, I need to put my legs in the air now.
That's what she's saying. That's what Deb is saying. Yep. Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and change the oil on your bike, and then you can give me a lube job.
So that's the only reason he did it.
Well, he wants you at this guy, you know.
It might not be the only reason, but he's thinking that's a good one for the team to do.
Yeah, and I can't figure out if he's narcissistic or egotistic.
Wow. But what's the difference between each?
I guess there's not much of a difference, except narcissism is kind of an illness.
Narcissism is actually a really bad thing.
And
narcissism is self-centered, and egotistical is on the surface and trying to make yourself feel better.
Well, that
and narcissism is actually almost a disease that causes a lot of people to do a lot of bad things. A lot of bad
things.
They're
hateful people.
They make a lot of people around them hate them. Anyway, back to the
Hermione. So I think go ahead.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? You're the one that stated him.
He's not a narcissist, but I don't know about the egotistical. I think there's a lot of egotistical people up here.
And you know what? I think he wanted you to worship at his feet. Remember, the thing is, you're not the sort of woman that he's used to.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so you presented quite a challenge to him. And I don't think he serviced your bike just out of the goodness of his heart, is what I'm saying.
There was an ulterior motive.
Yeah, he wanted a payoff there. So, but he knows you're running around with other men. How, I don't know.
But it's, you know what's odd?
What?
Here's what's odd. 90% of your women, well, I want this confident, debonair, cocky, very, 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 not a very, very ego guy. And it's like when you ask for that, you're going to get the other part of that, too, where he thinks he's the shit, you know?
I don't think people want egotistical guys.
Not egotistical. They call him confident, which is funny. I want my man to be confident.
But then
you know what another word for confident is? He's a cocky son of a bitch who thinks he's God's gift to women.
And then we tell men, we want you to be more sensitive.
Yeah, everything.
And
yeah.
Then what do? We say, oh, what a wuss.
Yeah, then the Clark Kent guys are like, Clark Kent guys are like probably the best cousins on earth, and nobody wants to touch them on a first date.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. See,
okay.
They can't.
All right. Was the other two
Clark Kent? He's really Superman. You guys got to give Clark Kent a chance, you women.
That's true, and he's kind of geeky.
That guy just acted really weird when he came to get the bike. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's probably why.
Well, the other two guys are right here. They both would really like to keep dating you. One more casually than the other. The one you went out with last night, he's kind of like the lady that called before you, Suzanne. Her date from Sunday hasn't called her back. So what gives? Well, it's like Jim said, it seems like they're not very interested. I always thought that too, that if they don't, if you don't get a return on a date, like calling to say, hey, I really enjoyed last night, let's do it again.
You know what's funny is somebody should write a book about it because there's so many unfrickin' written rules about all this shit. If a guy doesn't call 36.5 hours after the first date, you know, it means this, it means that. I mean, sometimes it doesn't mean shit. The guy might be a different type of guy.
Well,
he might be afraid if I call right away, I'm going to seem too desperate. You know?
No, yes. I just didn't think that. I didn't think that it went that well, and so I'm not surprised he didn't call. And I just wondered if that's what he was thinking too.
No, he wasn't thinking that. He was thinking he would pursue you, but in his own way and time.
Yeah, and sometimes,
okay, well,
like I said, sometimes people get funny where they think, well, if I like immediately text her the next day, that she's going to think I'm desperate and easy and all this other stuff.
Wait, and here's the thing, Kristen. I know you personally from my office in Virginia Beach when you lived up here. You are a woman that takes some dealing with for a guy because you're sharp, you're independent. I mean, you know, you make your own money, so you're not, I'd say you're high maintenance. And they have.
That's not such a bad thing.
I think you told me that before.
Yeah,
it's not such a bad thing depending on how you look at it.
Except they don't always want to do the work. You know?
Yeah.
they think they want the princess in the Ivy Tower, but then they go, ah, shit, she's a lot of work.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So.
And it depends on the person.
Yeah,
plus, the guy has to judge if she's worth the work.
That's true.
If somebody's worth the work, they're going to go through the work.
But at first, they might.
At first, they might be guys that are lazy and don't ever want to go through any work for a woman.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, we're getting philosophical now about dating.
Well, I really think that we're going to go to your angel card now.
Angel card real quickie. And I'm pulling these out because this is what, how the deck tells you how to do this.
Okay.
The subject of a healing angel card reading, which is a little different than the regular angel cards. Blue angel. Oh, here we go again. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I'm all around. Oh, we have. No, that was a different one. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love that. All is well. I don't know who that is. That sounds coming from. If it's my computer, I'm going to blow it up with a shotgun. But I don't think it is. But anyway, well, thank you very, very much. We got to move on because our list is multiplying like rabbits.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one, and call back again. Let us know more.
I'll be in touch, hon.
Wunderbar.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty then, let's rock and roll because we got a list and we should hit it so we can lower the list. Let's go to, where are we? Oh, here we go. Let's go to area code 614, Ohio. 614, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello, hi. It's me, Phil Senegon.
It's who?
Filson.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Filson. She's a lady that calls us.
Say the name, Deb.
Filson.
Filson. Okay, it's, for some reason, that first part, I just hear Ilson all the time.
Okay.
That's just me. I'm
well, Filson. Hi, good to hear from you. How are things going?
Yeah, welcome back.
Everything is going good. Everything's getting better. I have no complaints.
That's what we like to hear. Okay, well, where are we going with everything then?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
To know what one of my bosses, we'll call him A, thinks of me because I'm trying to see if I'll ever get a promotion or if he thinks I have potential. Stuff
okay.
Like that.
Roger that. Okay. So what do you think? Do you have any opinions or are you totally not sure what he thinks?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
no.
So totally not sure. What are you tapping me for? Huh?
That wouldn't be right.
You gotta quit. She messes with me.
I do.
Yeah, I'm the guy co-piloting, almost a pilot actually, riding shotgun, doing all this stuff. And then she jerks my chain.
All right, well, someday I'll be the co-pilot and you can do this.
Oh,
okay.
Can I do the cards one day? Ooh. I think that if I do the cards with me, you'll never have any more listeners ever again. So we don't want that.
Well, he used to do the cards on a show we did like at 1 o'clock in the morning on an internet website. And he was so blunt, he'd say to like a person that contacted him during the show for a reading, he'd say, honey, you're just a booty call. You better just accept it.
That's the way I would be. The opposite of a donut shop. I would not sugarcoat a damn thing I said.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
He's not sure what to do with you as far as a promotion. He's coming through as being a little bit, hesitant, we'll say, okay, hesitant about, he's fearful of making a mistake. So what I would do with this, using the principles of choice and change with this card reading method, is I would come across more assertively. What do you think, Jim? You're the business consultant here. Your boss is looking very kind of iffy about a promotion for her. He's a man that worries about making a mistake. So I'm saying to change this, change his opinion, be assertive, and more of a self-starter, you know, show yourself as a team player, all these things, which you're probably thinking you already do. But I'm just telling you what his perception is.
Yeah, it's tough without knowing her work environment.
Yeah.
I if once you know your own work environment, you should figure out if Deb will tell you what, how he feels, right? You just said he's afraid. Now, she has to interpret that with her work environment, how she would go about it. Is it okay in that work environment to go talk to him about it, or hey, to start asserting yourself more? Is that going to be viewed, is that going to like disrupt the other workplace? It could be, oh, look at what she's doing, her coworkers.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I want you to know what you don't expect right now is that a great other opportunity is coming up for you. So things may be in kind of a stalled position right now where you are working in regard to a promotion because it's going to come from elsewhere.
And that happens a lot.
Okay.
I mean,
that's great. That's
As long as there is a promotion in the future, that is, that should make you feel good, you know.
Yes, and I really feel like you're going to feel more confident where you'll be going. Oh, lovely.
All right. Stand by for your healing angel card reading before we move on. The subject is trust. All will work out well.
I agree.
We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know. These, and if angels is plural, it said too on that one. So it's not just one.
Oh, so you've got a band of angels.
So you got a posse of angels.
Yeah.
Yep. On your side, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. All right. Thank you so very much. We're going to move on.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to keep on. And we're going to go to area code 203. Connecticut, real quick, we are in fast-forward mode now.
Uh-huh.
We know we're going to extend.
Hello.
So we're going to be quick tonight.
Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
All right, Pat, we're in hurry-up mode.
This is such a new experience. I don't even know how to word it. I'm not used to these words. I talked to a man in the grocery line the other day. And I know, you know, I put the energy out there to start meeting men, and I know it's going to start slow with just talking.
Sure.
Any feeling on this guy? Was it just a friendly conversation?
Is he going to contact you for coffee or anything?
She wants to know, I think.
Yeah. Did you talk about getting together?
No. We just enjoyed some facts.
Okay.
Did you exchange any contact information?
No.
That might be a little hard then to have future contact.
Oh, no, I'll see him again. I've been watching him for a year or two. I see him often.
All right, so it's a place you frequent together, so that's cool. That works out good. Roger.
Yes, I think just let me get these cards.
Yeah, she's doing the cards, and you did the right thing. You have to
Absolutely.
You have to turn the doorknob to see if it's going to open. Otherwise, it ain't going to open itself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this ain't a supermarket with fat self-opening doors.
I think that's outstanding, Pat, for you to start reaching out, you know.
And just talk. It's like, you just talk, because you talk doesn't mean, like, you're making a big statement. It's like, hey, what's going on? And you start a conversation, you don't know where it's going. It could suck. The person could be a jerk, or it could be it's a good mood.
Yeah. I know since I put out energy that here and there I'll say hello to a guy walking the dog, and it's different now. It's nice energy. It's a pleasant hello. It's a good-looking guy. I haven't seen that or experienced that for years, so I kind of feel like, okay, it's happening, and I'm not expecting any more than a hello right now, but this guy, he's caught my attention. I've wondered about him just as a person in general. So I just wanted to get your energy on him. That's all. I don't necessarily want you to say, oh, he's the one. I'm just curious.
No, but I want to tell you, he feels like he blew it because he feels like it should have gone somewhere.
Feels like he just was too whatever.
Yeah.
The guys will do that all the time. We
He's going to definitely pursue talking to you again. He likes you very much. What?
He didn't blow it at all. He turned around and gave me a sweet wave.
But in his mind.
Yeah, in his mind, he's thinking.
In his mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I couldn't tell if it was just a friendly. He's very friendly. He talks to everyone in his store all the time. So I could have been just someone like that, which is fine.
But you don't know. Right?
Well, you gave off a nice vibe is what I'm seeing here. that he is going to definitely pick up the conversation again with you.
Yeah. It doesn't mean when you start becoming friends that it's, oh, I want to become friends so we can be together forever. We're going to start out as friends.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, you know,
right.
And then
right.
It can change.
But I want to tell you, he's ripe for picking. Okay. That's a female, another code thing.
You got to pick that fruit before it falls on the ground. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
He's ripe for picking. So he seems very nice, very sensitive, very warm and sincere.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him.
That's a good thing. All right. Stand by.
I do.
And
awesome.
I saw a bunch of people drop off.
Yeah.
We still have a couple callers. We don't take the show to infinity, but we extend it when we're close to the end and get a few couple people in. Because we're not. And then I saw some people said, well, we're running out of date because they ran away. But anyway, your healing angel card reading subject is truth. The best way through the current situation is to just speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel.
Oh.
So that,
I did that today.
I think that's
good.
Yeah,
I did that today, and it worked
well, then
really
you did well.
Well.
Then
yeah,
you did well, and
I
guess maybe you should continue to do that as long as it doesn't hurt somebody, you know?
No,
yeah.
But I think it would be awesome if you had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with him.
Or just talk again, if nothing
or
else.
Or just talk again.
Oh, no, this was with someone else today. It could have been confrontational, and he tried to lie to me. And I said, no way, you were wrong too. But I kept it easy going, and stood up for myself.
As
anyway,
well,
yeah.
Well, thank
good.
You for waiting, and we're going to move on.
All right.
Thank you both. Thank you both.
Take care. We'll talk again.
Take care. Bye-bye. Love you.
Then.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Ah, cool. We're bouncing all over the country, big time. Now we're going to area code 305 down in Florida, 305.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome
to you guys.
Thank you.
305? Because you're like very South Beach area, right?
Yeah, but I'm on the mainland. But yeah, I'm in Miami.
Miami area.
All right.
Well, what do you got cooking?
So... you and I, we spoke about a month and a half ago or so, and I'm the artist, and I was telling you about a soulful relationship, and you were, like, so excited. I was the last person. And I sent you a bunch of my artwork. Did you ever see it?
Oh, I don't know that it came through. Where did you...
To the email you told me to send it to. To the email you told me to send it to you.
I will go back.
We got to check. Sometimes, you know, those email servers are jerkwads, and she may have to look at her spam.
Yeah, what is your name on it? I mean, what name did you
Eileen Seitz.
Okay,
Eileen@eileenseitz.com. I was showing you my artwork, and you were telling me in the future of all these, you know, good things that I was going to be involved with and all. So my question is, yesterday I had a couple came to my studio home, and they're from the islands, and she was really impressed. And I wanted to know, because they're going back home tomorrow, and they'll be back on the 24th of this month. Do you see her connecting to some people down there for projects for me, selling my artwork to clients?
Is that part of what she does then?
Is that what it's her?
Yeah, she's an interior designer.
Oh, then that is a very good person to have a connection with. All right, well, the card's going to go down, so that's a good thing.
Which, you know, they could buy prints, but do you see somebody wanting me to come down to the island?
And what is the island?
Yeah, what island?
Nevis.
I've never heard of that.
What is it called?
I knew you wouldn't.
No.
What's it called again? You sound like you said Beavis, like Beavis and Butthead.
N-E-V-I-S.
Nevis.
N-E-V-I-S. And it's part of Florida?
It's the West Indies.
Oh, well, thank you.
So that would be
for
not part of Florida.
Lesson.
Well, I never heard of Nevis.
It's a really cute little island. It's low-key, but it's a lot of wealthy people live there. And it's still old. It's still old Caribbean.
Yeah.
The Caribbean, Mom.
And there's a lot of old money around there, I'm seeing.
Okay.
Old, you know, like... not just like...
How are you talking about old money?
Well, I meant like through family money.
Oh,
sure.
The, generations of money, not the Bill Gates type people that just made their fortune in the 70s and 80s. Gotcha. All right, what do you got?
No, it's not Americanized so much. It might be some Americans who live there, because I know some people who have a house there as well. But it's still low key. It's nature and jungles and monkeys and streams and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you need to see my art.
Well, I'll tell you, she is definitely going to spread the word about you. And I'm going to tell you, your cards are shifting, which tells me that you are going to be moving in a new direction where you're going to find yourself having to leave some social relationships behind. Because I see you becoming extremely busy within the next 2 to 3 year period.
Sure, and that can happen when your career takes off.
It is.
That some people are not really happy about your career taking off.
No, and a lot of them don't have a dream.
Or it's jealousy, or they're like, now you don't have time for me anymore, or something.
But I think you're going to start hobnobbing with people through that woman. I don't know what hobnobbing.
Okay.
I mean, like rubbing elbows and, I think that she is, what's a good word for somebody that comes into
connection?
Your life? Yes. Oh, God, that's it. I love when you people can help me. I see it, but I have to put a word to it.
Okay.
This woman is going to open a big door for you.
Okay.
Yeah, she fell in love with what you do.
Okay, so that's looking good so
and
far.
And she's
yeah.
very herself. I feel that she is an artiste in her work as an interior
for what
decorator.
She does, you know, an artist, you know the definition. That could be spread across a lot of depth.
And you are as well, huh?
Yeah.
So you guys.
Yeah, she said. She said that you're incredible. You're so talented, and she said it was an honor to have come into your home studio because they meet me at the physical therapy office.
Wow! Really?
Okay.
Look at how.
Yeah, and I, as soon as I knew she was from Nevis, I brought her some of my art cards, and she goes, "That was so thoughtful of you to bring me your art." So she's taking some of my pieces back down there. She goes, "Everything's on your website, right?" And I said, "Yes." She says, "Okay, and we'll be back in 10 days. And if you need to reach me, this is my email, and this is my phone number on WhatsApp."
100%. She does have great respect.
I showed
her
no reason to lie. She had nothing to gain.
Oh, great.
She had nothing to gain from lying. All right, real quick.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, go ahead.
You can't leave the project.
No, I know what
okay,
I'm
Okay. There was an art show in my town that I applied for, and that put me on a wait list. So then I applied for another art show, and I won't know if I'm not on the wait list, and they accept me in February in the category that I'm in. So do you think I'll get into the big show or the church show?
I feel it's your destiny to be in the big show.
Okay. That's
and this happened. Somebody else had asked me about something. She was on a waiting list, and I said, yeah, somebody's going to drop out, and you're going to get their spot, and she did.
That would be a good question to keep tabs on and keep asking
about.
Yeah,
you should keep coming back now.
Don't just ask it once. Keep looking into that, because the future changes, things happen. Like you said, people drop out.
Or if you're too busy, just remember, I also have an app. It's a free app, and it's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's in the Google Play Store.
For Android systems.
Yes. It used to also cover iPhones. However, when the operating system was upgraded, we fell out, and we haven't been able to get ourselves an IT guy yet to fix it. But the workaround is, if you've got an iPhone, and this is for everybody out there, go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. Right on the top menu, it says, like, free reading. Okay?
Yeah,
go up there and bookmark that. It's the very same program that is in the app. So just put that on your phone somewhere. And
I got it.
My son is a very successful webmaster. He actually developed this, and when he was testing, he said, "Mom, I can't leave this thing alone." And you know what? I can't either. I use it so often to know going into a business meeting, is this a dollars and cents meeting, or is this an ideas meeting? And that app is uncanny. I mean, you're only getting one card reading, but it's a pretty good, right, Jim, a pretty good size paragraph.
It is. It is. That's
PsychicLoveDoctor.com, and it comes up with a heart and then PLD.
Yep.
Oh, that stands for your Psychic Love Doctor. So there you go.
Yep, you're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, Beast Bunny Blanket.
All right. Thank you, and blessings to you. Wait for your
I'm going to send you my artwork again so you can see it,
yeah.
Okay?
Wait for your angel card, Jim.
Roger that.
There's a good one, Jim.
Real quick, the subject of your healing angel card is diversity. The world would be a boring place if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness, your special and much love.
I like it.
Thank you.
Oh,
that
you're
is
so
me.
Welcome. So be in touch. I'll watch for your artwork. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you got to keep asking. Come back again a lot and check on that the art shows between
all right.
You two.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much, you guys. Love you both.
Thank you so
bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for holding on.
Bye.
Well, everybody,
yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had one more caller. That caller probably just had to do something. Maybe they had to go pee-pee, poo-poo. We don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't think we want to know. I think
that's true. We have no
TMI, TMI.
MTK.
What's that?
In the world of security clearances, you have to have the clearance and you have to have the
MTK.
Need to know.
Oh, right.
All right, go
yeah.
ahead.
All right, so here we go.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
You ready?
Yeah.
You have the volume. You have volume control in your hands.
I'm ready.
Goodbye. We shall return.
We shall return.